Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. I'm so happy you joined me today. We are in a deep freeze here in Denver. I can't believe it's 27 degrees outside, but even though it's cold outside, it's warm in our hearts, and I'm so glad you joined me. May your day be filled with a new appreciation for serving God and blessed with a thankfulness for all He has done for others through you. You can see as others around you, your family, have been affected by your prayers, and I'm so grateful that you are learning. We are maturing in the body of Jesus Christ. I'm so thankful. Let's do the Monday Bible slogan. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I do what it tells me to do. This is my Bible. It has given me new life. It is the Word of God. Praise the Lord. And as Darren said so many times, God has more provision than you have need. Remember that. When you ask, He is always there to help you, to undergird you, to uphold you with His righteous right hand. You are blessed to dispense, for in Him you live and move and have your being. And I have been enjoying watching college basketball. Yeah, I got into that years and years ago. I love watching especially the Sweet 16, and I'll tell you why. But I'm going to tell you about the game between Colorado and Florida Friday. It was wonderful. It was really exciting. And they were playing. It was 79-76, and the internet crashed. I mean, I lost all internet on my Xfinity smart TV. And so I think there were so many people watching, it totally overloaded. So I had to go to my small smartphone and watch it to the end. And Colorado won 102-100 in what the announcers said was the game of the tournament, which I believe in the excitement. After watching several since Friday, the gap was so wide. Sometimes the gap was one team had 82 points and the other team had 35. I mean, it was that wide a gap. So it was exciting. It was wonderful and exciting and fun. It's like I've been watching the Sweet 16 since 57 years ago. Yeah. John took me to watch Lou Alcindor play for UCLA for the national championship. That was our first date. Now, don't tell me, well, that was kind of a strange first date, Barbara. And it might have been. But on the way to UCLA, something really spiritual happened. And John and I had been in a quartet before. He had been engaged to another woman, and that was broken. So God knew what He was doing. And we sang songs on the way to UCLA, and we were talking about the baptism of Holy Spirit and how He received and how I received. And it was just something so deep that happened. Well, the Christian school that I attended had chapel every day and had assigned seats. And I knew John was impressed with our first date because he asked Vic, who was sitting beside me in the chapel, if he could switch seats with him. And he sat with me from that day on till the end of the school year. And then he presented me with a song he had written that Saturday evening after our date. And it was called Barbara Ann. And God, yeah, I know, God truly works in mysterious ways, folks, because that was only 2 months before I was planning to go home to Colorado to help my dad in his real estate business. And instead of that, I was married to John Wells. Now, it was really interesting when he wrote that song, Barbara, and the Beach Boys had just come out with a song. You know it. You remember it. Ba, 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 Baran. And then when I went up and down the streets of Pasadena and Los Angeles, I saw these huge, big billboards, and they had the best bread during that time. What was it called? Barbara Ann. So I kind of felt like a celebrity. So when John gave me the music for that song, I wish I would have kept it. I didn't. I don't know where it went. But God truly works in such a wonderful spiritual way. And I married this man. It was the end of my fourth year of college. I was planning just to go home and help my dad in his real estate business. And John, after we got married, came to Colorado with me and never looked back at his home state of California. He was very content to be with me and to be with my folks. So I praise God for that. Just thought I'd give you a little history there. And what great news for the Trump team. The bail, I can't believe this, the bail of 454, not 1,000, 454 million was reduced to 175 million. Now, that may not sound like good news to you, but for Donald Trump, it is within reach for him posting bail and also bringing cash. He's got that in cash. I mean, we have no idea how God has blessed him and what he had, but he didn't have 454. So you subtract 300,000 and 300 million, excuse me. I'm getting my thousands and millions all mixed up because I don't talk in millions like some of these people do. But 300 million reduced 300 million, and now he's just going to be paying just paying $175 million. This weekend, I went to the Supreme Court of Heaven. That Darren taught me to do that. One time we were subpoenaed when we were still in a rental in East Denver, and we were sued by the owners of the home that we were renting because I had painted this beautiful wall by the piano, and it was aubergine. And I don't know if you know what aubergine is, but it's deep purple. So the owner of the home took us to court on Christmas Eve of that year. And because Darren and I had already prayed for several court dates that he had had when we were first married, he prayed that the Supreme Court of Heaven would hear his plea and would vindicate him. And if you have an issue that you're really deeply involved in, you want to get out of, go to the Supreme Court of Heaven. Go to God. He's your source. He's the judge of all judges. And I know some of these judges are just ridiculous in their verdicts and their decisions. So go to the court, the Supreme Court of Heaven. And I know that these things happened many years ago in my life. It was maybe 30 years ago. But Jesus is the same. Remember that yesterday, today, and forever. So I pray that if you have a situation, or you can even call me, you can email me, you can text me, you can call me at 1-877-917-7256. You can email me at BarbaraCarmack@freedomstreet.org, because sometimes those issues need agreement. And that's what Darren and I did so much of the time. We stood in agreement with God. And you're his child. You're his child. And so as you plead about your situation, he will find you innocent. He will stamp not guilty on that stamp of your heart. I remember it's so wonderful to know that all the court dates that we went to, I had never gone to court before I married Darren Carmack. And we went to four or five courts. They were suing him up and down. And he walked out of every one of those because he'd gone to the Supreme Court of Heaven. He walked out of every one of those court sessions innocent. The judge had ruled that he was innocent and dismissed the case. Praise God. Praise the Lord. So we're going to do that for Donald Trump. He's not through yet. But I believe that all these charges are going to be dismissed in Jesus' name. And I hope that you're praying in agreement with me. The memory verse for this week is Romans 5, verse 8. God demonstrates his own love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. We hear a lot this week. You know, it's Holy Week. We hear a lot about the crucifixion, a lot about Jesus walking up to the skull of Golgotha, that hill, going through the court system. And yet we understand that he died for us, you and me. He died for us. And the living in that verse, Romans 5, verse 8 says, but God demonstrates his own love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. In the Passion, Romans 5, verse 8 says, Christ proved God's passionate love for us by dying in our place while we were still lost and ungodly. And in the footnote of the Passion Translation, it says, Jesus exchanged our sins for his righteousness. He became the curse and thus reconciled us to God. The reign of death is caused by the guilt of sin we carried. We carried a guilt of sin that led us right to hell. It did. And Jesus died on the cross so we could go to heaven as we chose him to be our Savior and Lord. That's something to think about during this Holy Week. My confession for today, I joyfully confess that Holy Spirit loves me. He thinks of me, he dreams of me, and wants to fill me with his presence and power. Holy Spirit was sent into this world to be my helper, my guide, my teacher, and my leader. Therefore, I am learning to lean on him and to let him lead me through all my affairs in this life. I surrender to him, yield to him, and depend on him for everything I need. I declare this by faith in Jesus' name, as Rick Renner always says this at the end of his affirmations. And what a precious affirmation this is, folks. Remember that Holy Spirit is your helper, your guide, your teacher, and your leader. Sometimes when I'm sitting, I sit and type out notes for my radio programs because I really do like to have notes. Darren never used notes, and that got me quite nervous every once in a while. But I enjoy typing out just notes or at least scripture for the days that I go to radio. And I realize that those are the most wonderful times when I ask Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, what do you want me to type? What do you want me to say here today? And sometimes he changes. Like if I go through some notes on Saturday, Monday morning, he changes the whole thing. He says, no, I don't want you. It happened. It happened this morning. I don't want you to talk about that today. I want you to talk about God's love. So that's what we did today. And I want to alert you with Romans 5, verse 5. We're never left feeling shortchanged. Quite the contrary. We can't round up enough containers to hold everything God generously pours into our lives through the Holy Spirit. And this is from the Passion. We're never left feeling shortchanged. Quite the contrary. We can't round up enough containers to hold everything God generously pours into our lives through Holy Spirit. So true. When Tim Tebow was in college football, he was so interesting to watch. His name popped up all the time. He won the Heisman Trophy, of course, and at every game, he wrote John 3:16 on his cheek, right under his eye, in black. And I think so many people took that scripture and ran with it because we saw it so many times, even at the Bronco football games, people with John 3:16. And it was banned after that time in 2010. And I'm so sad that generations of sports enthusiasts don't have that kind of a model, that kind of an example to live for. Today, it's so sad that it's just the outrageous and loud people that get our younger generation's attention. I believe that it is imperative during this time in world history that we are mindful of Holy Spirit. I know the world may look at us believers as strange and even call us deplorables because we don't march to their drumbeat. When things don't go just as we planned, what do I do? Haven't I always done that? You know, haven't I always looked to you, Lord? No, I haven't always looked to him. I've made decisions that were just really poor decisions, and I've had to reap the consequences because of that. So I ask the Lord when I am in a situation like just today, my big printer, my Xerox printer wasn't working. So I'm saying, okay, what is it that you want me to do right now? and he wanted me to anoint the printer, so I did. Barbara, you're a radical. I know, I've got the anointing oil all the time. And what does it want me to do? Okay, I will do that, Lord. Anoint the printer. I didn't get a chance to try it before I left for the studio. Maybe God wants me to change what I've been watching on television. Maybe he wants me to change my shopping habits. Maybe he wants me to change where I go to eat. Maybe he wants me to change what I eat and drink myself. And those are things that we need to ask God for. Right before Jesus says, ask anything, and ask is such a great word. It's a word that says, I have a need, Lord, and I need to reach up for someone else who knows it better than I do. And it's found all over in the Bible. Ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and the door shall be open unto you. Right before he says that verse in John 14:13, ask anything, he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. And after his discussion with Philip revealing the sovereign nature between the Father and the Son, Jesus says, truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these will he do, because I go to the Father. That scripture, greater works will you do than I do, that has always mystified me until Holy Spirit gave me the revelation of the truth. And here it is, folks, that we are the body of Jesus Christ, and we have more time to show God's grace and glory on this earth than Jesus did, because he only had 3 short years to demonstrate God's power. So we have a lot more opportunity and a lot more outpouring from Holy Spirit to do this. Jesus went on to say then in John 14, and I've been reading from John 14, the chapter, John 14:13-14, whatever you ask in my name, that will I do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And I remember when Jesus, not that I was there, but when Jesus said, the Lord God is going to glorify me. How did he glorify him? By crucifying him. By crucifying him. That was the culmination of all the prophecy in the Old Testament. And then when he rose from the dead. So that will I do, whatever you ask in my name, that will I do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, remember when you pray, when you say a prayer, even around the table over dinner or what you're eating, just pray in Jesus' name. That's the way you end your prayer, in Jesus' name. And if you love me, you will keep my commandments. That's John 14:6-15. In John 14:13-15, it was one of Darren's favorite scriptures that he used often during those 9 years he was praying for those gas wells in Rock Springs, Wyoming to come through. And boy, did they come through. But it took him 9 years of building up that faith, of knowing that God loved him, and of seeing wonderful things happening. Don't be discouraged, my friends, when your physical body doesn't perform like it used to. I'm going through those times right now. And I know that as I get older, as I hit 80 years of age, I'm going to see more and more of that weakness. But I know the power of God is in me. God's got this. He says that to me daily. I've got this. And as we say daily, in you I live and move and have my being. God will give you daily strength and vitality to do what you've been called to do. What we must aim for is to love as God loves us. I know that's a tall order. It really is. But in 1 John 4:19, he tells us that we love because he first loved us. I have that up next to my bed, that wonderful verse. We love because he first loved us. In 1 John 4:17, it says, as he is, so are we in this world. This relates to us standing strong in the midst of tribulation and standing strong in his love for this world. We're going to stand strong in his power and in the might that he has given to us through his Son, our Lord Jesus, and through the blood of our Lord Jesus. The next verses tell us in 1 John 4:16-19, we know how much God loves us, and we have put our trust in his love. You put your trust in God, knowing that God loves you. That's how you trust him. You know that God loves you with an everlasting love. God is love, and all who live in love live in God, and God lives in them. As we live in God, our love grows more perfect, so we will not be afraid on the day of judgment, but we can face him with confidence because we live like Jesus here in this world. Such love has no fear, because perfect love expels all fear. If we are afraid, it is for fear of punishment. And this shows that we have not fully experienced his perfect love. We love each other because he first loved us. And he gave us a wonderful commandment in our reading in John 15. This is a new commandment I give to you, to love one another. That's what he says. Love one another. Oh, I can't love my family. They're just so despicable. But yes, you can. You can love with the love of God. Because Jesus had brothers who wanted to commit him to an insane asylum. They wanted to commit him. They thought he was crazy. At the age of 32, he was crazy. But they didn't realize the wonderful plan that God had for them. So there is nothing that you can tell me in this life that you can't love. You can't love your neighbor. You can't love the person at work. I've been through so much of that. And as an act of my will, as Darren used to say, as an act of my will, I choose to love that person with the love of God. As an act of my will, I choose to love that person with the love of God, and it will come through. It really will. Romans 5, verse 5 says, "And hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts through Holy Spirit, who is in us." Romans 8, 35 through 38 says, "Can anything separate us from Christ's love? Does it mean he no longer loves us if we have trouble or calamity, or are persecuted or hungry or destitute or in danger or threatened with death? As the scriptures say, for your sake, we are killed every day. We are being slaughtered like sheep. No, even through persecution, despite all these things, we overwhelmingly conquer through our Lord Jesus Christ, who loved us. And I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love, neither death nor life, nor angels nor demons, neither our fears for today or our worries about tomorrow, not even the powers of hell. Listen to that. Even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. Isn't that beautiful? I want TJ to play here Amazing Grace, the Gaither Vocal Band.
Amazing grace, how sweet
Amen. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Oh, while I was yet a sinner, Jesus died for me. I know I'm throwing a lot at you today, and just remember this before I go today. Your Heavenly Father loves you. He thinks of you all the time. And that's a tall order when there are 8 billion people in this world. And today in my reading in Deuteronomy 10:17, I love the Word of God. I know that you know that I love the Word of God. I hope you love the Word of God. For the Lord your God is the God of gods and the Lord of lords, the great and mighty, the awesome God who does not show partiality nor takes bribes. He is not partial. He's a God that treats you just as he would treat Jesus. He's a God that loves you just as he loves Jesus. He executes justice for the orphan and the widow and shows his love for those who are less fortunate. You shall fear the Lord your God. You shall serve him and cling to him, and you shall swear by his name. He is your praise, and he is your God who has done these great and awesome things for you, which your eyes have seen. And so many of you listening today, you've seen God work in your lives. You've seen miracles in your own life. You've seen healing in your life. You've seen your finances turn around. It's wonderful. It really is. I've known homelessness, and I know that God is such a God of provision. Oh, praise the Lord. In verse 22 of Deuteronomy 10, he says, your fathers went down to Egypt, 70 persons in all, and now the Lord your God has made you as numerous as the stars of heaven. As we see, the Jewish people have permeated the world. There are more Jewish people in America than I can even count, and we know that a lot of them need Jesus Christ as their Savior. So if you know a Jewish person near you, ask the Lord to put them on your heart so you can pray. The Spirit of salvation will come on them because they need to really know the Lord Jesus. They need to know his love, that he died for them, and that they aren't alone in this world. Oh, God bless you. It's been wonderful to be with you today. I pray that you'll have a wonderful cup of coffee or cup of hot chocolate. Stay warm today, especially in Denver, Colorado. I don't know what it's like in Nebraska and Kansas. You're probably a little bit, you're an icebox also, but in New Mexico, it might be sunny and warm there where you are. God bless you wherever you are. He does. He's a God that knows exactly what you're going through every minute of your day. And you know what? He loves you. Take joy, my friend. Take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom Ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at BarbaraCarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.